Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Six Nations Lacrosse Senior C Tomahawks are now the Nobile Cup champions after a big win of 7-2 over the Wellington Aces on Sunday afternoon. The Nobile Cup is awarded to the winning team of the Senior Series Lacrosse. This year, the Senior Series Lacrosse Championship took place at the Brampton Memorial Arena. The Six Nations Tomahawks finished with an outstanding record of 15 wins and only one loss during the regular season, which led them to their big championship victory over the Wellington Aces. The Six Nations Senior C Tomahawks are no stranger to being under pressure in the finals, as it was only back in 2019, pre-COVID, when they had their last championship season. On the phone now is the Six Nations Senior C Tomahawks head coach, Jay Smith, who has also returned back this championship season. Jay, how does it feel coming home after a successful season and the Senior C Lacrosse Nobile Cup champions?
Well, I'm sitting out back of my place having a coffee and a smoke. I'm just relishing in it. The team put in a lot of hard work. We had a really good season. We went 15-1 regular season, and small hiccup in round robin in the playoffs, but we managed to pull it off, and we had one goal at the beginning of the year, and it's been mission accomplished. So I'm sitting here relaxing, just relishing in it.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are definitely coming off a big win, a huge season. And what are some of the things that you got to do to keep the guys motivated? And what's the feeling like in that locker room before each and every game?
We have a lot of motivation just given the fact that we won this championship in the first season of the Senior Series Lacrosse League, or Senior C, in 2019. Just told the guys, I don't expect you to be that team, but you do have big shoes to fill. I got great leadership on the team with our captains and assistants, and I would hand it over to them. They would motivate. Sometimes I wouldn't have to say anything. We just knew what we had to do, and, you know, on the bench during the game, tweak this, tweak that, pats on the back, you know. Let things go, let mistakes go, promote each other, lift each other up. It was a good season. I commend this group of guys. A lot of them hadn't played together before, but a lot of them had played together all their lives. So it was a good group. We meshed well, and again, mission accomplished. I couldn't be more prouder of these guys than I am right now.
Yeah, the community is definitely very proud of you guys. And how was it getting everyone together? Of course, lacrosse kind of took a little bit of break, as the rest of the world did, because of COVID. So post-COVID, everyone's getting back into lacrosse. Was everyone just excited to get out there? Were they a little bit rusty? Or what was that process like to get the team ready to go and ready for the season this year?
When COVID shut down, I think at one point Senior C was the only league that ran during COVID. I believe it was in 2021. So with new management for the team, they asked me to come back, and guys were chomping at the bit to play. I mean, there was, as COVID lightened up and eased up, the guys were playing in pickup leagues. They just get the rust off, you know, get a stick back in their hand. They were chomping at the bit. At tryouts, we had an unbelievable turnout as far as guys wanting to be on the team, and it made it really tough. I kept 25 guys, and probably cut 25 or 30, and it was difficult. But, you know, I tell them it's nothing personal. I got a job to do, and, you know, we'll see you next year. And I'm still, fortunately, still friends with a lot of the guys that got let go. I don't see them as often as I would have if they'd made the team, but that gives them something to drive harder for next year.
For sure. The community is definitely proud of you guys. The Six Nations Senior C Lacrosse Team, Tomahawks, you guys are the champions this year. What can the Six Nations community expect from you guys next year?
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to GSR, Glen Stars Racing. They sponsored our jerseys. We come out with a new look, new team, new faces, and hopefully we gave a lasting impression on the community. You know, come out and cheer for the guys. I'd like to shout out to Street Foodies, Jace Martin. He's our team president. Brandon Stiers, he's our team vice president. You know, those guys being on the executive, they were a driving force. There was a few hiccups coming back to this team because we had to, again, COVID slowed things down. There was league fees that had to be paid, and stepped up, fundraised. You know, we had a Don Bernstick show that helped pull us out of the hole. CP Creations, shout out to Christine Porter. She sponsored us at one point. And I would hope that we can provide entertaining competitive lacrosse for the community to come and watch. It's difficult for the community to come and watch because of the format of the league. We play weekends as opposed to home and away games. So we'll go one weekend a month in different locations and play four games a weekend. This weekend we were supposed to host at the ILA, but it was unfortunate that Ontario Hydro had a planned power outage. So we had to move the whole event to Brampton. You know, shout out to Brampton and the Toronto Lightning that hosted. They stepped up and with about a week's notice and put on a pretty good show. They gave us whatever we wanted. You know, they'd ask if we needed anything. Very accommodating, and shout out to the whole league. It's a very competitive league. People say it's only Senior C, but, you know, these guys bust their butts to get there. So it's very entertaining lacrosse. My job is to get guys to the next level, and hopefully some of them will be at a next level next summer.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time, and thank you for everything you guys did for the season this year, and can't wait to see you guys next year.
All right. Thank you for having me.
For more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM. I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ News.